Zoe Kravitz walks into the room in a white ensemble with a bare midriff. And what is this?
What am I wearing?
Yes, exactly. Since you're not on the red carpet, I can ask that question.
This is ask for more. This is an Alexander Wang getup.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
So you have two franchises right now, currently, with Mad Max and Divergent Allegiance or whatever.
And X-Men
3. So what's life like with that? Juggling the three or not?
It's great. Mad Max, maybe they'll make more, maybe they won't, so that's kind of its own.
They're going to make more.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't think they know.
Yes,
but...
Yeah, but I don't know if it made that much money.
It didn't.
I don't really even know, but I know that George is probably very tired.
Yeah.
And he doesn't just kind of casually make a film, that man.
And I'm sorry I saw it twice, but did your character even survive?
Yes.
Okay.
I survived.
So you could be back in if they do another
If
one.
They do, yeah. I saw what it took for him to make that, and he, you know, I got that job in 2009.
You were one of the first two people cast in that movie.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, that was a journey. And even before that, he had been working on that script for 10 years before that. So, you know, like I said, he's not just going to kind of whip it up and just kind of, like, make a film, you know?
Yeah.
That film was as good as it was because he put his everything into it. I don't know if anyone could do that more than once like that.
Well, with this movie, was it odd, or is it something you look forward to in terms of going back to the character again?
No, it's not odd. It's a really interesting experience artistically to kind of really sit with the character, you know, and you've got a few chances to try different things or to kind of try and develop her more and more. And especially, you know, with, you know, working with the same people over and over again too, you get to really know each other in a way where I think you're not walking on any eggshells, you know? Everyone can be completely honest with each other, and I think that's the best way to be artistic and to work is to
not have fear.
Yeah, it's to just be exactly bring it how you want to bring it and say what you want to say and work it, you know, work out the scenes the way you want to work them out, and everyone I think feels very much in their power because they feel comfortable now, which is great.
So does Schwenk, is it Schwenke? Is that his name? Does he ask before you do a scene, will you do a read-through or a
We do rehearsals.
Walk-through?
We do
and
rehearsals.
Then,
but yeah,
and
everyone...
And that's when you have your input? You could say, well, what about me doing this, or I was thinking...
Yes, yeah, and he's been very receptive, and I think, you know, we have a certain amount of power now because, as actors, because we know these characters so well, you know, so... It's so easy for us to say, you know, this is not something I feel Christina would say or do, or I want, you know, this moment between her and Tris to be more like this, and you know, so we do, like, we know these characters inside and out, you know.
Is there anything that has surprised you over the course of these movies with your character, the evolution of your character?
Surprised me? No. I think it's difficult to balance, in terms of filmmaking, the character development. The way that they're so detailed in the books, and in terms of making the film, there's just so much. There's the action, there's the stunts, there's the technology. You can only focus on so much,
right.
You know. So, it's been interesting, kind of trying to bring out as much as I can of her, with, you know, very few lines and between a lot of action. So I think what that's kind of evolved into with the character is that she's actually quieted down a lot, and which I think is actually really good for her, because I think, you know, Christina in the first film, coming from Candor and just losing her, going away from her family, and at the age that they're at, I think there's, like, a lot of angst there. And it's interesting seeing her evolve into, like, a much more militant person that's been through some stuff now. So, yeah, I'm trying to use the kind of those little moments of silence to try and make that come across.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you, Rachel.
I've struck out on those for the last two actors, but let me ask you, anything in this movie that reflects on the current political situation in America?
What did they say? I'm curious.
They said no.
No way.
Well, I would say that there is a man who seems evil that's trying to get rid of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent.
If anyone knows what I'm talking about.
Excellent.
Building a wall or climbing a wall.
I'm from Canada.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm coming over where you are.
Okay. Can you contrast or compare the X-Men universe of working on those movies mm-hmm. then with what you just described about your process here making the Divergent series? With Shrinky, where it's pretty much, you know, where there is this time for...
Well, I've only done one of those films.
Okay.
So it's not
will you ever do another one?
I don't think so. They kind of like, killed my character.
They did? Okay. You can't come back as a...
I mean, I guess you can in that world. You people die and come back all the time.
Yeah, Lady Jean Grey, right?
I'm not there at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Different incarnations.
Okay, so it's not really three current...
No.
Only two possibilities.
Right. Is there a different? You're in small. And you've been in small and big movies. Is there a different approach to the bigger, more special effects than the smaller, more independent movies?
There's not a different approach in terms of the work that you do to be prepared to play your character, but there's a certain amount of power you have in an independent film because it's you and the director and the crew, and you really have a lot more say in what's going on because the thing about independent filmmaking, which I love, is that everyone has to go way above and beyond their job to make it work. So even when you're doing an indie film, it's like you're sitting there with the director trying to make it work or making sure the makeup's right or staying up till whatever time, it's just rewriting the scenes together, all that stuff.
More responsibility.
Exactly. And with big films, it's just like there's
a machine.
It's a machine, exactly. You are a part of a machine, and there's a lot of trust that has to go into that, you show up and you do what you can do, and then there's so many other moving parts that have to make it happen.
So you've got a couple of indies coming up, right?
I have a film called Vincent and Roxy.
Tell us a little bit about it.
That was a film that I shot about a year ago with Emile Hirsch. Gary Michael Schultz is the director, and he wrote and directed it. And it's a love story. It's a good old fashioned, bloody, money driven, broken heart love story. It really kind of goes into money, love, and blood.
All right, it's a thriller,
old fashioned
with a romance.
Yes.
Like, are they both criminals?
To an extent, yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, with all the stunts you guys did in the film, how much training did you...
I feel like they've kind of... we've done a few of them now, so they're kind of like, you know how to do that. but the big training in this one was the scaling of the wall, which was really, really fun, and that's one thing we had to rehearse. And then there's always kind of like the military training of the guns and the holding of the guns and going to shooting ranges and knowing the different positions and stuff like that. But there's not as much... Like, the first film, there was, like, a boot camp that we did to get into, the physical shape that we needed to be in. And I think now everyone, has tried to keep themselves in shape because we know we're going to have to get that. Yeah. So, but the wall was the big thing you had to prepare for.
That's where you were in a harness and on the wires
and climbing up.
Shailene said for the first hour it was kind of fun. And then it went on all day.
Yes. Well, it went on more than a day. It went on all week. these scenes are hard, especially, Atlanta's very, very hot. So I think doing all these scenes mostly outside in the heat and I'm wearing a wig and long sleeve shirt. It's just, but there comes a point where you're hanging from the wall for the seventh hour and you're just like, this.
What do you do when you have to go to the bathroom, can I ask?
You hold it.
Oh.
and then you eventually go, but it's just, you can't be that person that's like, I have to go to the bathroom again.
Oh,
can you
stop this?
Yeah, exactly.
Time is money. Time is money.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you mostly grow up in L.A.?
I grew up in L.A. until I was 11, and then I lived in Miami, and then I lived in New York.
Okay.
I'm a New Yorker, though. I went to high school in New York.
And
Well, I'm just asking. I'm L.A. Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we know how hot it gets, but you grew up in Miami, so you know how
to
get
to
the
too,
south.
In the summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And it's that kind of heat.
But I've got to ask, because now we have the newer, bigger California tax incentives and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there'll be more filming back here in L.A.? And would you like to do more filming in L.A.?
I would love more filming in L.A. I have family here. I have friends here. I know this place. And, I mean, this is where the industry really started. This is, so I think it's kind of a bummer. I mean, it's great to develop all these new places, but I think it's a bummer that everyone has to leave their homes, like the crew and the cast. And,
yeah, they're never there.
They're never home, and it's hard. Yeah. You know, it's hard. You know, I don't live in Atlanta, and if I were here, I would be with at least my family. So I think it makes everything a lot harder when you're homesick, you know.
Shailene seems to have an attitude about her life as an actor, an artist, that she's, you know, she's sort of unconcerned with other things beyond what she does as an artist with the role. But there's this huge thing of social media.
Mm-hmm.
There's getting your picture in the paper. You can pick up, you know, every day with this stuff, and you're a fashion icon with it. How do you see your life with your public career and your presence as a trendsetter?
What's the question exactly?
Well, how do you see your life? Is it all one big thing, or do you see these are different dimensions?
Oh,
and
see.
Do you feel like you have to really promote yourself on social media to continue an awareness of something about your style setting or whatever?
I don't feel like I need to promote myself. I think there's a power in social media where people can represent themselves the way they want to be represented, which is I think a really positive thing for artists. It used to be, you know, you do a photo shoot or that you do an interview and it was that person's interpretation of you and that's what people see. And there is a beauty in social media where you get to represent yourself and you get to say, this is what I'm about and this is what I really look like and this is what I really dress like and this is what I feel like and these are things I believe in, these are the things I listen to, you know? So you can really kind of put yourself out there, and I don't mean it in a way of pushing yourself, but actually put yourself out there if you want people to know who you are. And I mean, not meaning what you look like or what your face looks like, but actually who you are as a human being.
Do you ever feel it's invasive?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, also being LA Daily News, and feel free not to answer this if you don't want to, but I gotta ask, any thoughts about Oscars?
You seem really enthusiastic about it.
Oscars, so well, you know, I mean, I have to ask these things because it's part news with our thing too, you know. Any thoughts about Oscars So White or, you know, minority representation in Hollywood?
Yeah.
I think it's
interesting seeing, I guess, a lot of white people being exposed to this. I mean, all the black people are like, yeah. You guys haven't been hiring us for a long time. Or you've been using us as accessories for a long time. And so I guess it's great that, you know, now people are being more vocal about it. And it happens in all kinds, it's not just with acting, it's with makeup artists, it's with hair, it's with, I'm sure, it's with journalists, it's with everything.
Latinos.
Huh?
Latinos.
Language with Latinos, it's with all kinds of minorities.
Do you think this is going to actually promote some kind of concrete change?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I hope so. I hope so. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Are you a member of the Academy?
No.
Okay. You haven't been invited yet?
No, I haven't been invited.
Okay.
So you should be. That will change a few.
Yeah, and you know, it just at the end of the day, art is art. I don't think it really, really matters, but...
What about your music art? What's going on with your group?
I'm recording a record. We're recording our second record at the moment. And we're going to play a few festivals this summer. And yeah, well,
you're still motivated to do that then? It's still,
yeah, I mean,
really,
that's like where my heart, I love making music, and it's with my friends, and it's, you know, it's what I choose to do with my time.
Aren't you guys shooting in the summer also, the next
we're shooting
day?
Yeah, we're shooting
back in Atlanta.
Back in Atlanta, yeah. I mean, it's just a few dates here and there for some festivals, and then they, you know, I'm here now shooting with Shay, actually.
Oh.
And so I just kind of work around my shooting schedule.
You're shooting the... You've started the fourth one already?
No, me and Shay are doing an HBO miniseries
oh,
together.
Oh, okay. Are you a mother in that, too?
I am a mother.
Children.
Is this your first child?
Yes.
First time?
First time playing a mother.
And what was the attraction to say yes to this? It sounds like what a marvelous
it's a,
cast.
It's a dream job. I mean, like, Jean-Marc is... Our director is just...
Jean-Marc Vallée?
Yes.
My
oh,
God.
He's
wow.
shooting
wow.
all the episodes, and he's a dream come true.
That's why I can't be in New York. Anyway, go ahead.
And, I mean, Laura Dern, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Shay. It's like... And watching these actresses every day is just...
And is it a twisted... Kind of.
Yeah, it's like a dark comedy, but it has some really really beautiful messages, and I think Jean-Marc is just extraordinary at capturing these absurd, strange little moments that are just explain so much about who human beings are. It's a dream job. I'm having an incredible time.
And how did that happen for you?
I got a call. I went to a meeting
with Jean-Marc, and that
was Jean-Marc, and that was it.
And in that sense, has Mad Max made it sort of a difference career-wise? Have you felt have people
I don't
seen
know.
That and gone, "My God, that
yeah,
was
maybe.
So fantastic! I love that movie. I've seen it four times." You know,
I don't know. He didn't tell me what it was that made him call me. I don't know, but that is very possible that it was Mad Max.
Okay.
You're also incredible and dope.
Thank
as
you.
Well. Like,
oh,
really,
nice.
Really. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's a great film.
Yeah,
I
love that film so
yeah.
much.
I'm wondering for this film, are you feeling yet at all nostalgic about things, about being on set or your character? Or
saying goodbye.
Yeah, I think it's, we're not really thinking, I think it's going to really, the reality is going to hit us at a really,
the
you
next
know.
One.
Yeah, and not only the last, like, I think it's a long shoot, you know, and they're
yeah.
long, hard shoots. So I think we're going to be really focused on making the film, but I really think what's going to happen is that last week's going to come and we're all going to freak out. I really
yeah.
think we're all going to lose it. And I think it's going to be very emotional for everybody.
So in that sense, would you say this is the best job you've ever had so far?
In the sense of
working as an actor, to have this kind of continuity for something, or
I don't know. I'm not. I don't like to compare my jobs. I think I learned something new from everything, but
okay.
it's definitely been a very specific experience of having, you know, the opportunity to play the same character, you know, a few times in a row. You really get to sit with her, and it's an really interesting experience.
And to see the same crew.
Yeah, the same crew and
the
same actors, and yeah, I mean, it becomes a little family. It is like school or summer camp, you know, because you come back once a year and you kind of catch up on what your lives have been like, and then you get it done.
Right.
Have you gotten like fan feedback a lot too, like people coming up to you telling you their stories or whatever?
Not so. I meet fans, you know, on the street or at the premiere or whatever, and they're just really sweet. Honestly, I haven't. I'm sure there are fans out there who are very opinionated on the subject, but for the most part, I've just gotten nothing but love. It's been an amazing experience, kind of seeing these like lovely, 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 inspired, usually young girls, you know,
mm-hmm.
who are just, you see that inspiration in their face and in their eyes, and it just like makes me so, so happy.
What a great franchise.
Yeah.
Empowering girls.
Young girls. It makes, I mean, that really is what gets me out of bed, you know. These films are just, they're so intense to make, and there's just a lot going on, and I meet one of those girls in the street, and I'm just so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Time for one last question.
You were in the gimbal for the sequence
mm.
where they're crashing down, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
How was that, the three of you in there?
Yeah, it was funny. It was like, they built the spaceship thing, the gimbal, and then they just kind of like whipped us around like a ride
for days
and then
so
on Ansel's lap
being on the side of the mountain on strap.
There were moments, it kind of like sometimes it would be like after lunch, you know, I'm just like, hey, we're over, and I'm just like, come on man.
Was it air conditioned at least?
Yes, that actually
ah,
that you're,
okay.
that's a really good point.
That
was on the sound stage, which was like, that was a
just,
world
just
difference.
Knock the shit out of me,
yeah, totally.
Right.
You're
as long
right.
as you get me out of this humidity.
And you
you're
keep
right.
souvenirs from your movies?
Depends on the movie.
Mad Max.
I have a few things. I have.
Are you supposed to have these?
I know, maybe I'm not. I have some hats. I have the, you know, like the what's his name? Rick DeSerectis has the baby doll necklace. I have that.
Ooh. Thank you, eBay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
You too.
Great outfit.
Thank you.